Chapter 2. Stupid Pet Tricks. 2 weeks passed. Nothing happened. Mr. Gore didn't have to leave school to change his clothes. Mrs. Hernandez didn't have to call 911. And David Letterman didn't phone Tony. Everything was peaceful. Until the first day of Pet Week. Kids jabbered excitedly as they entered the classroom and took their seats. The following message was printed neatly on the chalkboard. Dear kids, please remember that this is Pet Week. Let's learn something and have fun with our animals. Your friend, Tom Gore, a.k.a. Mr. G, and to the foolish few, Mr. Gorilla. Dean Smith had a snake wrapped around his neck. Dean was the meanest kid in class. Everybody called him Mean Dean the Bully Machine because he was a fifth grade thug. Anna had a tiny black kitten climbing on her head. Casey O'Neill had an empty birdcage on her desk. She was very forgetful. Everybody called her Spacey Casey, which wasn't totally true because she was the only kid in class who could do multiplication problems in her head. And Tony had a fuzzy white Pekingese with a flat face sitting on his lap. His dog looked like it ran into a brick wall at 60 miles an hour. "Quiet, class," Mr. Gore said, clapping his hands. "Welcome to Pet Week." Mr. G," someone yelled. "Mino Dino's face looks like it's a swollen blueberry. I think his head's going to pop." Mr. Gore walked over to Dean and took a close look. "Yes, I think you're right." He grabbed the snake and slowly unwound it from Dean's neck. "It's about time, Mr. Gorilla," said Dean, gasping for air. "What took you so long?" Mr. Gore said nothing, rolled his eyes, and then wrapped the snake back around Dean's neck. The class cheered. "As I was saying," continued Mr. Gore, "this week is special. Each of you will share your pet with the class. Today, Anna, Tony, and Casey will share their pets with us, and Dean might if his head doesn't explode." Mr. Gore walked over to the large aquarium that was next to his desk. It was nearly as big as a bathtub. It had no fish in it, but it was full of water. "And I have a special surprise," he said, tapping on the side of the aquarium. "Later today, we'll get our own class pets. Anna's mom is bringing us 10 goldfish. The class cheered again. "Let's get started. Tony, why don't you go first?" Tony carried his white puffball to the front of the classroom. "This is Meatball," said Tony. "He's going to make me famous." "How?" asked Mike Elway, who had his finger up his nose. Everybody called him Gold Digger because he was a world-class nose picker. "Stupid pet trick," said Tony. "What?" Mike continued to dig for gold. "You know, like on The Late Show with David Letterman, sometimes people bring their pets on the show to do stupid pet tricks."
"So?" said Mike.
"So," said Tony, "someday Meatball and I will be on the show."
"Yeah, right."
Mike wasn't convinced. Mr. Gore was getting impatient. "Let's get started." "My assistant will now put on our props," said Tony. Mo disappeared into the hallway and returned dragging a miniature trampoline. He placed it halfway between the hallway door and Mr. Gore's desk, and then he pulled two bandanas out of his pocket.
"TB, I don't like the looks of this." Mr. Gore's voice sounded funny.
"Don't worry," said Tony. "Everything's under control. My assistant will explain." Mo bowed before the class. "Ladies and gentlemen, you will now see an amazing trick. I will blindfold Meatball. He will run and leap onto the trampoline, flip through the air, and then land in TB's arms. The real trick is that TB will also be blindfolded."
"Wow," said Anna as her kitten jumped onto Dean's head.
"Cool," said Mike as he jammed his finger as far as possible up his nose.
"Beautiful," mumbled Casey as she stared at her empty birdcage.
"Stupid," gasped Dean as he struggled to free his head from the kitten and the snake.
"Exactly," said Tony. "Stupid pet tricks. David Letterman is going to love this."
"I have a feeling that I won't." Mr. Gore folded his arms over his huge chest and then sat in the corner of his desk. Mo blindfolded Tony and stood next to Mr. Gore's desk facing the trampoline. Mo blindfolded Meatball and carried him out into the hallway. He placed the dog onto the floor, facing the trampoline.
"Go," said Mo. Meatball raced into the classroom.
"Jump," said Mo.
Meatball leaped into the air, came down, and landed perfectly on the trampoline. He bounced off of it and flipped through the air like an Olympic gymnast. Tony waited with open arms. Meatball missed Tony's open arms and sailed into the aquarium like a miniature cannonball. Whoosh! Unfortunately, Mr. Gore, his desk, and all the floor took a direct hit. Nothing was spared. "Not again, Tony," Mr. Gore yelled as he hopped off his desk. His feet shot out from under him and he landed with a thud on the wet floor. Nobody made a sound. Not one kid, not 10 kids, not any kids. The class just stared at Mr. G. Then Anna broke the spell and ran up to the front of the room. "Fantabulous, TB," she said. "Thanks." Tony couldn't see her, but he could smell her. She smelled sort of sweet, like baby shampoo. He loved the smell of baby shampoo. His heart beat like a drum and his face turned red. "I'm going to get a job at McDonald's," Mr. Gore grunted, propping himself up on one elbow. "Flipping burgers has got to be safer." An explosion of voices engulfed the classroom. "Will we get free fries? How about milkshakes? I want a million cheeseburgers. I want to meet Ronald McDonald. I want to marry Ronald McDonald." And then the Terminator walked into the classroom. All mouths immediately closed. All hands immediately turned towards Mrs. Hernandez. Even Meatballs. "I'm dead now," thought Tony as he pulled off his bandana. "What's going on in here?" Mrs. Hernandez asked. "Where's Mr. Gore?"
"I'm down here."
It only took Mrs. Hernandez 10 seconds to figure out what was going on. Mr. Gore had to go home and change clothes. Mrs. Hernandez's secretary had to watch Mr. Gore's class. Tony and Mo had to go to the principal's office. That night at the dinner table, Tony's mother asked, "Tony, why can't you watch cartoons like a normal kid?"
"I don't know, Mom."
Tony slurped a spaghetti noodle into his mouth and the tomato sauce splattered all over his tin.
"He's not normal, that's why," said Maria.
"Speaking of not normal," said Tony, "it looks like somebody performed a nuclear test on your hair." Maria had just made a fashionable change in her hair color from sun-bleached blonde to pukey reddish-orange.
"That's enough, both of you."
Tony's father took a bite of garlic toast. Butter dripped onto his Kansas City Chiefs t-shirt. "As for you, Mr. Madison, Mrs. Hernandez informed me that you'll be missing recess for a week and will clean hamster cages instead. Was it worth it?"
"Well, I guess not."
"You guess not?" "Listen closely, young man. I don't want any more calls from Mrs. Hernandez. Do you understand?"
"Yes, sir," said Tony.
"And Maria, please boycott future nuclear test on your hair."
"Yes, sir," said Maria.
"May I be excused?" asked Tony. "I'm going to write another letter to David Letterman."
"Yes, you may," said Tony's mother,
"after you load the dishwasher. And for your information, you'll be doing the dishes by yourself all week. And I suggest that you don't test our patients any further."
"Yes, ma'am."
"Keep up the good work, TB," Maria snickered. "Maybe I'll never have to do dishes again."
Tony stuck his tongue out at Maria.
"Mom, would you mail my letter first thing tomorrow?"
"You write it, I'll mail it."
"Thanks."
September 20th.
"Dear Mr. Letterman, did you get my first letter?
I hope so.
My dog Meatball and I are dying to be on your show. We're ready for stupid pet tricks. Here's another top 10 list you might want to use sometime. The top 10 signs your teacher is having a bad day. Number 10. During break time, he drinks out of a coffee mug and forgets it's full of tempura paint and then says, best coffee I've ever had. Number 9. During PE, he sends the class to Toys R Us. Number 8. During math, he insists that 8 plus 9 equals 89. Number 7. During social studies, he insists that Disney World is the capital of the United States. Number 6, during science, he insists that babies come from Mars. Number 5, during reading, he insists that Harry Potter is really you-know-who. Number 4, during a faculty meeting, he calls the principal the Terminator instead of her real name. Number 3, During an art lesson, he staples his tongue to the bulletin board instead of your class projects. Number 2. During homeroom, he fills out the school attendance slip and writes his name on the top of the absent list. Number 1. During pet week, he takes a shower in class instead of home. Sincerely, Tony Baloney. P.S. Number 1 really happened. Call me and I'll explain. My phone number is 816-555-0942. I can't wait to be on your show. By the way, my mom records your show for me, and I watch it after school every day. And when I'm really bored, I watch an old late show reruns on cable.